Hi there, welcome to another episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader, weekly podcasts for all those involved in youth and children's work in the local church. I want to encourage you in all that you're doing to keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your heart healthy so that you can help those you lead. And I hope you're doing well. I hope this finds you in a good place. We're coming towards Christmas. It's coming too soon, but hopefully we're excited about the opportunities that are coming. Usually this is a very busy season for all of us involved in youth and children's work. Hopefully you got some time off last week over half term if you could, or I've been hearing some exciting youth work projects that have been happening because it was half term as well. And if that's the case, I hope you'll get some rest soon. I was unexpectedly forced into rest because I got ill last week, but it meant that I could spend more time just chatting with God and praying and reflecting on him. And one of the things that he brought to mind for me was that very famous, well-known verse in Psalm 46 verse 10, where it says, God says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And I was thinking, actually, you know, it's such a well-known verse. And it's always that thing of, yes, you need to stop, Andy. You need to slow down, spend more time with your Heavenly Father. But as I read the whole of Psalm 46, you realise this is a psalm of battle. This is a psalm of desperation. This is a psalm of struggle. You know, it starts, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And it's a reminder that when things are difficult, God is always there for us. We will not fear, even though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. We should not fear because God is all that we need. As verse 7 says, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So it's interesting, isn't it, that actually it then comes to this place of be still and know that I am God. And I want to encourage you this week to reflect on those words. It's a great verse. It's an easy verse to remember. Be still and know that I am God. And it's one of those verses that I've enjoyed pondering on each word. Meditate on these words. It says be, not do, not get on with it, be. Just be present, be in that place, be in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Be still, stop, pause, wait, be still. I don't know how you find spending time in meditation, but so easy. It's like put the earbuds in, let's listen to something, let's put out the distractions by having a distraction. Whereas the psalmist says, be still. When you think of still water, you don't think of lots of noise, you think of silence, you think of quiet, you think of stillness. And its stillness is slows down, it stills the heart. It's that taking that moment of being fully alive, fully present in the very second we're in. And we're told to be still. I encourage you to reflect on what stillness looks like for you. So many of us, especially in youth work, are like, I'm no good at being still, I've got to be getting on with stuff. And yet God says, be still. Be still and. So it's not a be still and sleep. It's not be still and stop, you know, doing nothing. Switch off your brain. Switch off your feelings, your instincts. There's an and. There's a reason why we're told to be still. We're told to be still because you need to know that I am God. Be still and know. Not be still and hope, not be still and think about, but be still and know. Know beyond all doubt, beyond all uncertainty. Know the fact. Know the fact that I am God. that I am, that I am. God says to us, I am. He who flung stars into space, he who's made everything around us, he who sent his only son to die for us out of such great love for us. The I am. The I am who met Moses at that burning bush. It says, I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am. And if we're not sure of who I am is, I am God. God, capital G, there is no one like him. There is no other who comes close. He is the only one and only true living God. Be still and know that I am God. And the wonderful thing as we reflect on those words is it reminds us that it's all about him. We're in his presence. It's not important about what we do. It's about who he is and what he's done. And we get to worship him and to glorify him. And the amazing thing is this psalm is written in a time of war and battle. And yet the verse before this, the very previous verse, verse 9, says, he, God, makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. God is on our side. So be still. Be still. You don't have to solve it all for yourself. You don't have to fight all your battles because he is fighting for you. Be still and know that he is God. So this week, I want to encourage us, take 5 minutes every day and be still and know that he is God. Ponder on those words. Let them go round your mind. Shut out anything else, any distractions. Find a quiet corner of the park if it's warm enough to sit in, or sit in the car, or find a space in your house. Find a space in your office. If you work in a church, find a corner of the church where it's quiet and be still and know that he is God. And enjoy spending time in his presence. And then who knows, you may find that 5 minutes becomes 10 minutes, becomes 20 minutes, becomes half an hour. Because the more we do it, the more we enjoy and delight in being in his presence. And what I realize is actually the being still is a treat. It's what we're made to do. It helps us to remember that it's not all about what I can do. Everything's not dependent on me. It's depending on him. And that's a good job too. Go for it.